Director General Graziano, Excellencies, distinguished guests, I'm sorry that I couldn't be with you in person today, but I'm pleased to have the chance to address this important FAO ministerial meeting. I'm also happy that the WTO is represented at the meeting by our Director of Agriculture and Commodities, Evan Rogerson, and I look forward to hearing from him about the details of your discussions today. Under the stewardship of my good friend DG Graziano, the FAO plays a vital role in ensuring that more people around the world can benefit from a sustainable agricultural system. This is particularly crucial for the poor and the disadvantaged living in rural communities. Trade can be an important partner here. Under the right circumstances, trade provides people with opportunities to join global markets. It helps to create incentives for producers to invest and to innovate, and it supports growth and development. At the WTO, we seek to ensure that the global trading system operates in a fair and efficient way so that more people can access the benefits of trade. And this includes initiatives in agriculture trade. Recently, we have had a major breakthrough on this front. In December 2015, at our ministerial conference in Nairobi, WTO members delivered a set of negotiated outcomes, including a historic decision to eliminate agricultural export subsidies. This was the most significant reform of global rules on agriculture trade for 20 years. It will help to level the playing field in agriculture markets to the benefit, of course, of farmers and exporters in developing and least developed countries. It will help to limit similar distorting effects associated with export credits and state trading enterprises. And it establishes an improved framework for international food aid. We must maintain this essential lifeline, but we must also ensure that it doesn't disrupt local markets. And by eliminating export subsidies, WTO members also made a collective contribution to achieving the new Sustainable Development Goals. This decision delivered on a key target of the second SDG on zero hunger. This was one of the first targets to be met under the UN's new Sustainable Development Agenda. And this is very positive. Now we must redouble our efforts and continue delivering new reforms to the trading system. And we will face many challenges. Recent WTO forecasts suggest that global trade growth this year will hit the lowest level since the financial crisis. Anti-trade rhetoric is on the rise. When countries turn inwards and erect new barriers, we are all harmed. Farmers are unable to access markets, incentives to invest in sustainable agriculture are eroded, and the poorest suffer the most. We cannot afford to let that happen. As leaders, your commitment and engagement can make a big difference. We must recommit to delivering the necessary reforms to agricultural trade so that benefits of trade can be shared by all. So I have to thank you once again for the opportunity to speak to you today. I wish you all a very successful event.